This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with another adventure in listening, understanding, perceiving, thinking, all of those things that are important to the human condition. This is a program that's aimed at putting this extraordinary sense that you have, or that you think you have. This validates, in my mind, what we call our hidden power, the sixth sense. A lot of people come to this program to tell stories about their own life, experiences with other people. This is sort of one of those beyond the beyond conversations. Joining us for conversation, the first part of the program, is Rachel Lang, who is a professional astrologer, a psychic medium, and a healer, all put together. Rachel Lang, astrologer.com is her website. She's been a contributor to a variety of publications, magazines, and is well known. When I try to put pieces together about the people I'm going to talk to, Rachel, I like to know how they sort of put themselves out there, because you have to in order to be known. Sometimes it's word of mouth. Sometimes it's a little more direct than that. But I always think that it's fun to find out where bona fides are. How did you become certified as an astrologer? What was your first interest, age-wise, otherwise? You look at the stars and say, oh, I'd like to know more about how all of that works. Well, how did you come to this?
Well, thanks. First of all, thanks for having me on your show. I'm so excited to get to talk to you today.
Nice to have you on as well. Thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, I think I discovered astrology really by accident. I was about 14 years old, and I was in the public library, and I just stumbled upon an astrology book. And I took it home. I constructed my chart, and back then, this is before computer programs, so I did it all by hand. And from that moment, I was hooked, because it helped me to understand more about myself, and in understanding, I could accept myself. And then I could understand different things about other people in my life as well.
Mm-hmm. There are those who are astrologers. There are those who are psychics. There are those who are mediums. There are those who are healers. And we've had individually and collectively those people over the years that I've been doing this program. I've been interested in this sort of thing for maybe the last 35, 40 years myself. And I find that the more I delve into it, the more fulfilling I think I find it. The more, even though people say, okay, well, is she an Eastern astrologer? Is she a Western astrologer? Is she Vedic? And then there are people who have done this that won't bill themselves as someone who is a healer or, the tying of everything together, I think, is something that is unusual. And so does it tax you sometimes to have all of this stuff coming into your mind at the same time? You're clairvoyant, the psychics, all of this stuff. How do you tie them all together, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, first of all, I have a Gemini moon, which means, for anyone who knows astrology, that means that I have a variety of interests and that my mind is actually working.
Here's what it means to me, if you're using Western.
Yes, go ahead.
Gemini moon, the side of all of us that we need to know more about. People say, well, I'm a Virgo or I'm a Scorpio or whatever it is. Well, that's your sun sign. I've found in the relationships that I've had anywhere with people that the moon is more important or as important, depending on what the sun sign is. And the Gemini, it happens that the person that I've known and loved most in my life, as far as a relationship is concerned, had a Gemini moon. And she was easily bored. She didn't trust people. She was a very interesting character. And our president is a Gemini. His moon's not in Gemini. His sun's
no, his
in
moon's
Gemini.
Not. His sun is. Right, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So what does being a Gemini mean? So how are you? Well, are you trustworthy? Are you easily bored? What the, I mean, those are the mainstays. There are a lot of other things about Geminis, but those come to mind.
Yeah, well, I think for Geminis, they're constantly disseminating information. Their minds are very active. Yes. And you're right about the moon sign. So in an astrology chart, the sun sign is one part of the chart. The moon sign is another part. And it's literally where the moon was, what sign it was in at the time of your birth. And all the other planets fall into line as well and represent different aspects of your personality, different aspects of yourself. And so I like to think I'm trustworthy. I like to think that my Gemini moon gives me a real curiosity. And I find, you know, that people who have Gemini moons, I work with a lot of mediums, I work with a lot of psychics, and Gemini is a sign of communication. Mm-hmm. And people who have Gemini moons, because moon is that intuitive part of ourselves, it is that hidden sort of subconscious aspect of ourselves. And I find that people who have Gemini moons can really communicate in different ways.
This woman was the exact opposite. She wouldn't tell secrets galore. She wouldn't tell anybody anything about herself, what she was oftentimes thinking, what her history. Just I couldn't as much as because I'm based, I guess, on what I do for a living, or maybe I found what I do for a living because of who I am. I've always been very inquisitive, and I always wanted to know why and how and who and where and what.
Uh-huh.
And so asking those questions, at least of this Gemini, didn't get me very far.
What's your moon sign?
My moon sign is Pisces.
Oh, how wonderful. No wonder you're into all of this intuition and into the hidden power.
In Western astrology, I'm a Scorpio with Pisces moon and Aquarius rising. So, what's your sun sign?
Libra sun.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's yes.
Where is your rising sign?
Taurus.
Uh huh.
So yes. So I appear very grounded, very stable.
Yeah.
And for those of your listeners who don't understand astrology or who don't know this language, the rising sign is the sign that's on the eastern horizon at the time of your birth. Mm-hmm. And it's often how other people see you. And a lot of your physical characteristics can be described by your rising sign. Mm-hmm. I can typically look at someone and know what their rising sign is just because of the physical characteristics associated with that sign.
Really? So what are they? What's the physical characteristic associated with you and you being in Taurus?
Well, Taurus risings tend to have, they can have olive skin depending on what nationality they are. They have prominent eyes, a wave to the hair, and very distinct necks, so either really thick necks, really graceful necks, things along those lines.
You have deep, dark eyes. I'm looking at a picture of you from your website. So maybe that's what it is about. It's so up to interpretation. You can go to somebody, and the Eastern versus the Western, the Vedic astrology is something else that people, although I have found in using both, that they pretty much come up with the same trends. If you have somebody who's really good, even though there are supposedly different tendencies that are ascribed to one who would be a Scorpio in the Western term, be a Libra in the Eastern term, somehow or other it all comes out pretty much the same. And I don't know why. Why do you think? Why did you choose Western versus Eastern too? By the way, when you were figuring this out,
you know. For me, it was the first one I started with, and it was more accessible. I could find teachers in Western astrology much easier where I was living. I grew up in the Midwest, and so I could find teachers, I could find resources for Western much more than Eastern.
And what does it do for your own relationship? Here's where the rubber hits the road, I think. In terms of people like you who are so sensitive, who are so able to get between the lines, if you will, when it comes to your own relationships, the reason I asked the question is because I've dated a couple of shrinks, actually, in my life, and I was always being analyzed, and it bothered the hell out of me. And so I wonder, in terms of astrology, when you're around somebody, can you shut it off? And or the other side of it is, has it helped you to have good, strong relationships, whether personal or work-related or friendships or whatever? How have you used your skill to help you?
Yeah, great question. Well, I think it's helped more than it's hurt relationships for me. I can very easily. It's hard to turn it off because this is what I do every day, and this is sort of how I think. So it's really structured how I approach life, how I approach relationships. But often, when you understand some of the patterns that are present in someone's natal chart, and you understand some of the transits that they're going through, which transits are basically planets in the heavens today aspecting different points in a person's chart. When you understand what's going on in that bigger picture, then it's really easy to have compassion for someone's behavior that might rub up against yours. And it's also really easy to encourage someone when something's going well or when they're having a good transit and to help them make the most of that time.
All right, so let's talk about in a moment when we continue here what to expect maybe for the next year. This has been a tough year for a lot of people. Maybe you can give us your two cents on that as well. Rachel Lang is here with us. Her website is rachellangastrologer.com. Sounds like you could get a pretty good reading from her, a pretty thorough reading, if you were of a mind to do so. This is the Your Hidden Power extension of me. I think that's kind of what this is, in a manner of speaking, and it's helpful for a lot of people. I want to help you lose some weight now. The practical side of this time of year is that a lot of people through the holidays gain a lot of weight, and then they go through the same frustration every January. They join the gym and they try to work out, or they get on this diet and they want to lose a lot of weight fast. Neither of those two things is probably going to serve you well. What is going to serve you well, in my experience and many people I've talked to, is to use the healthiest, most natural way for you, the number one healthy choice, matter of fact, for losing weight, Calitrin. It's a weight loss program that involves you reactivating your collagen protein in your system. The active ingredient collagen protein, known and proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. You get on the program, stay on it, you'll lose the weight and you'll keep it off, which is really what you want to do. So go to Calitrin.com, use the DJV code, and get a 3-month supply at the regular price. Get another 3 months free, so you're on the program for 6 months. That'll really get the collagen kickstarted in your body, and it'll make your journey that much easier. Take it from me. I've done it. I like it. It works. It'll work for you. Calitrin, Calotrin, all natural. Very simple. Follow the process here. Very easy. Go to Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code. Get free shipping and 3 months free. Enjoy the weight loss.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Continuing on now, Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen here with Rachel Lang, whose website is rachellangastrologer.com, certified by the American Federation of Astrologers, member of the International Society for Astrological Research, vice president of the chapter. You're in Los Angeles, I think, here with me, are you not, Rachel?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, right. So I said something, I made reference to this year that's around the corner and what to expect. I went to your website and I clicked on the horoscope for Scorpio for 2020 just for fun, even though we admitted that this is something that has to be combined with your moon and where your rising sign is. But you say the year starts January 12th, Saturn and Pluto conjoin in Capricorn. I never knew, as much as I care about this stuff, I don't know what that means. I never did.
Yeah.
Joining in,
well,
that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, when two planets come together, they form a conjunction, and it starts a new cycle. And depending on how fast or slow the planet moves, that depends on how long the cycle is. So Saturn and Pluto are both two of our slower-moving planets, and when they come together, it's a 34-year cycle. And so the longer the cycle, the more significant we experience. It's significant the events that we experience here on Earth. So this is kind of a big deal in astrological terms.
A big deal for Scorpios, at least.
Well, a big deal for everyone. So there are collective transits that are happening for all of us at the same time. Depending on the planets in your chart or your sun or your moon, depending on how those collective transits affect your chart, that depends on how it will affect you personally and in what areas of your life you'll experience some of this big change.
I just kind of want to know how people get the best or the most out of this without having a personal astrologer that you can consult with almost every day. It seems that there's so much information that comes across from folks like you, and especially with you, because you have so many different, you got double, triple, quadruple whammies here in trying to help people out, that it almost could be too much information for people. How do you advise people to use the content of the material that you're going to pass along to them?
Great question. Well, what I like to focus on is just what are the most significant things happening for you in your chart, And what are those longer transits, those longer progressions, those longer cycles? Those are going to be the big themes. Then some of the smaller cycles, like the inner planets, for example, those could be events, but they're not often the big overarching themes that are happening for you.
Mm-hmm. So this last year wasn't a great year. Mercury in retrograde was tough at least two of the three times, and I see that that you talk about Mars going retrograde here this next year. Didn't Mars and Mercury go retrograde at the same time this past year? Do I remember that?
No, Mars was not retrograde this past year. And Mars goes retrograde about every 2 years. But those Mercury retrogrades, you're right, they were more intense this time. And I think because of some of the other transits that we had going on, it was a year where our collective shadows, our individual shadows, were all coming up to the light. And so it was a lot of letting go.
So do people ask you when you do programs like this, to teach courses, et cetera, to look at somebody like Donald Trump or, you know, a star, somebody that's well-known and predict, if you know what their birthday is, and that stuff's usually general knowledge, what the year will hold for them or him or her?
Yes. I try to avoid making absolute predictions about people like that, but you can definitely see forecasts and you can see things that are coming up for those celebrities or those well-known people.
Mm-hmm. And what do you see for Trump?
Yeah. Well, I think that it's going to be a year overall in 2020 where there's a lot of transformation, and I think that he's part of that as well. And I think that we're really entering a new era, and we'll see a lot of power structures that are existing right now start to shake up and start to be reworked.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's about time. I see that you teach classes, psychic classes, spirituality development, astrology, that sort of thing, and you're mentoring people as well. How do people, they just go to your website and connect that way? Is this stuff that can be done online, or does it have to be done in person?
Absolutely. I do most of my stuff online. So, yes,
online.
Go through my website.
All right. Rachel Lang, astrologer, all one word, Rachel Lang, astrologer.com. Rachel, best of luck to you in the coming year. Thanks for being here on Your Hidden Power.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Strikes were successful. The pilots and aircraft returned back to base safely.
That's Secretary of Defense Mark Esper discussing a U.S.-led military strike in Iraq and Syria targeting an Iranian-backed Iraqi militia blamed for a rocket attack that killed an American contractor.
The targets we attacked included three targets in western Iraq and two targets in eastern Syria that were either command and control facilities or weapons caches for Kitab Hezbollah.
Hundreds of people were celebrating in the streets of Monsey, New York last night, a night after a man with a machete attacked people at a Hanukkah party in a rabbi's home there. About 300 people from the Light of Life Synagogue celebrated the dedication of a new Torah just blocks from the house where those five people were stabbed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Four after the hour on your hidden power. If you're listening to the radio program, it is one thing. If you're listening to your hidden power, the podcast, it is a synopsis of many of the things that we talk about, if you will, compacted a little bit. The most recent one, your hidden power number 121, focuses on prayer as a key to healing. There are, we talk about this recent studies that pretty much prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that prayer is very, very powerful. And so that we have the conversation with people about prayer, near-death experiences and what brings people in or out of them. And so the way to keep up or catch up with some of the things that are of interest and import on Your Hidden Power is to go to yourhiddenpowershow.com, yourhiddenpowershow.com, and to check out previous podcasts. We talk a lot about prayer, healing, things that come as a result of collective thought, that sort of thing. Uri Geller, my friend in Israel, he probably is my, that's an accurate description. You are my friend in Israel, and you are my friend, and you are in Israel, so I don't think I have any other friends in Israel. I think you're my only friend in Israel. There's a uniqueness right there. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm great. Can you hear me loud and clear?
I can hear you very well. What I wanted to spend some time talking
about is,
okay, I'm holding on.
I wanted to tell you that I have these new earphones, the iPods, in their Apple's latest invention, where there could be a lot of music around me and a lot of noise, and it cuts the noise out. For instance, now there's a John Lennon record playing in the background. Can you hear the music or not?
I can hear people talking like you were in some gallery, but I don't hear any music, no.
Okay, so I think it does work, because I can be anywhere, and you can still hear me clear. So, Doug, listen, concerning the power of prayer, you know, this goes back many decades, where doctors in quite a few hospitals and universities, they used to take two groups of people. One group was a group of sick individuals, and the other group were also a group of sick people. But only one group was prayed for. And lo and behold, the group that received prayers from outside sources healed faster than those who were not prayed for. And this is so scientific, it's incredible. Yeah. And I can explain it in a very simple term. All of us, all humanity, we're all attached to each other with an invisible spiritual thread.
Why do you think, hold on just a second, why do you think people resist that? Why do you think people reject that notion? Because you and I believe it. I think it's as plain as the nose on your face, the connection we all have. But what is there that steers people away from believing it as if it wasn't possible?
Well, hold on. You're dead wrong. Because if there are 8 billion people on planet Earth, I would say that 7.9.8 billion believe in the power of prayer. Most people are really religious out there. There are not a lot of atheists and agnostics. The atheists who tend not to believe in the power of God or power of Jesus or power of Muhammad or power of Moses or the Bible or the Quran or any holy scripture, they don't believe that prayer does exist and it helps. But most humanity totally and utterly believe. You're looking at a few skeptics, and I call some of the skeptics who are very vehement and very vicious in their attacks against religion and prayer, I look at them as an insignificant molecule. They're insignificant in the grand picture, in the big scale of things.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back with you for a minute or two to the best parts of 2019. I'm trying to be as positive as possible with all the people that I'm talking to this week, and certainly you, one of the most positive, optimistic people that I've ever met. Think back on the year, to your accomplishments, how your museum is coming together. But if you were to look at the world scope in general, how do you think we fared in 2019, and do you have any thoughts about what to expect in 2020?
Well, look, Doug, the main big, enormous problem is partly humanity to blame, and it's the warming, the global warming situation. We definitely have to correct it. So if you are waiting for something really positive about planet Earth, there is really very little to say something good is happening, because we're still engaged in wars. We're sending hundreds of thousands of billions in the arms race. We're trying to put a man on Mars, yet the ice caps are melting. And in 50 years' time, New York could be flooded. All coastal cities will go underwater. And what are we doing about this? So in general, if you look around, there's still shootings and bombings, and people die every day. People are being killed in the name of religion. I mean, Doug, look, overall, we've got to pull ourselves together, and we've got to start creating methods and systems that can stop the global warming, or at least slow it down. Mm-hmm. If we don't, I'm afraid that planet Earth will be in great jeopardy, and I doubt that will be able to leave planet Earth and feed other planets, because we're simply not ready for it.
No, we are not ready for it. Let me ask you one final question about looking ahead to 2020. Probably won't be the last time I ask you this. Many times you are quoted, you said here, that you are going to, you affected political things, like what was going on, the Brexit stuff influencing people in their votes. Do you think you can do that in America? Do you desire to influence people or to get something changed in America, or do you think that that we are able to be, can we help ourselves, I guess, in a matter of speaking?
Well, look, Doug, it really depends on where my ideology lies. And I've just actually received a request from a very, very, very high-ranking American individual to do some work for the situation. I can't elaborate on that.
All right. Go deal with the people in the mall where you are. We had a good connection. That was a good thing. Uri Geller. Go to his website, urigeller.com, and check out the museum that he's building. Fascinating stuff going there. You won't believe what he has amassed over the years and what's going to be in this museum. URIGELLER. On Your Hidden Power Now, a focus on the way to get powerful, and that's to get a good night's rest. Maybe you make a New Year's resolution this year. I shouldn't say maybe. Why don't you make a New Year's resolution to make sure that everything in your bedroom is going to enhance your sleep experience? The mattress, mattress topper, the sheets, the pillows, the pillowcases, all of the things that are there that come now from one source. The message from MyPillow.com is that they got you covered. This is a way, the highest standards, they've got great technology, they've got great workers. All the stuff is made in a big plant in Minnesota, put together from the mind of Mike Lindell, who was an engineer, didn't like the way pillows that he bought in the store accommodated him, so he developed one himself. And from that, we have this amazing company that now is selling towels as well. They got this six-pack of towels, bath towels, hand towels, washcloths, all available at 30% off now as an introduction. Towels that actually work, made out of cotton, grown in America. The plant that manufactures the towels is in America. You will love this because they dry. Use the promo code DJV to save up to 66% on all MyPillow products. That's DJV, the code, at MyPillow.com. Get started right now and revamp your sleeping circumstances so you do get a great night's rest. And do it not just for your bed, but for every bed in the house. MyPillow.com, best discounts available using the code DJV.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
All right, continue on now. We have our psychic, Mary O'Malley, with us to give us a preview of what she thinks the year is all about. Maybe I should start by asking you what I've asked the other folks. The year 2019. Was it hard for you? Was it hard for your clients? And how do you think 2020 will be for you and your clients, Mary O'Malley?
Let's see. 2019 was a challenge. Up and down, and it seems like for most of my clients, a lot of big changes and a lot of shifting to get ready for 2020. And for the most part, 2020 looks good for most of my clients. It looks like a lot of windows open. It looks like 2019, 2018 were about planting the seeds, and 2020 looks like finally the harvest.
So is this across the board, Mary? Do you think that people are going to be just better off? The universe is giving us the opportunity, opening the door, if you will, to making what was unpredictable and pretty chaotic last year something that is positive and not negative. This coming year, we're going to have more good stories to tell?
I believe so. I think it feels to me like there's this, at least up until May, that there's this space that's just sort of pleasant and peaceful, and the things that we want to create in our life, they're already available to us. So it may seem like little miracles are happening, but remember, you know, we all worked hard through the last couple of years to get to that place.
Yeah.
So I think by and large, the readings I've done, probably, you know, 85-90% have that element to them.
Mm-hmm. Have a goodness. So how much are you influenced? We talk a lot about astrology here on Your Hidden Power. How much of these experiences are going to be influenced by where the stars are, do you think?
Well, I believe they always are, but I also believe we have free will. So if you talk to an astrologer and they say this time could be a little difficult, you know, forewarned is forearmed, and we can kind of skate through them. But honestly, it looked to me like the stars were going to cooperate with all of us.
Cooperative
most
stars.
Of us anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so is that making your, will that make your job easier, do you think?
It will just make it different. Mm-hmm. It will just make it different. A lot of times miracles start happening and we get confused. You know, we keep waiting for the other shoe to drop. You know, it seems too good to be true. So we can actually talk ourselves out of something.
Well, I was going to say, that's the psychology of this. And it would seem to me that people like you who have the opportunity to plant a seed in people can do so, and it has very beneficial effects.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. Yeah. At least I can look forward and say, this is for real, or this is what you have to watch out for, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I guess what's for real, how is the perception is reality. You know that as well as anybody, people. What they think, even though it may not be real, it's real to them. And that's really your job, to get around that sort of thing, isn't it?
That's true. That's true. A lot
change
of times,
change people's perceptions.
Yeah, people, well, their perceptions, their expectations are based very much on their fears.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, you know, is the fear is a reality for them, but what they're afraid of, is that a reality?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's different.
Yeah. It just seems to me that we have, that you wonder about our connection to a higher power, a higher being, and what it is that makes our experience so negative so often, when in fact this is a benevolent, beautiful energy, and we take it the wrong way, or it seems that we run the wrong way with it. That flabbergasts me sometimes.
Well, you know, we have life experiences that set us up for that. And so it's getting beyond the life experiences and telling ourselves a new story, you know,
yeah,
a positive story.
Past life experiences, too, and that's what somebody like you brings in. Mary O'Malley, go to psychicscout.com for information and a great intuitive reading in the new year. Make that a New Year's resolution. Psychicscout.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Continuing on now, the focus on your hidden powers, how to achieve some of your own hidden powers, how to get the help of other people who are specialists like Laura Banks, who's the official astrologer of My Hidden Power, Your Hidden Power, Our Hidden Power, who has helped a whole lot of people. She works in Florida at Universal. You can go to the Star Gal. I think one of the things that StarGalNetwork.com, by the way, is the website, StarGalNetwork.com. Laura, people are asking, I don't know if this is not really positive. I don't know why I kind of got stuck in this, and it's not my usual bent to go backwards. I like to be in the now and maybe look a little bit ahead. So astrologically speaking, we've had a lot of astrology on the program today. What do you see as something that, and you always like to come back around and focus on me, but I, you know, make this as general as you care to, what to have in our expectation box. What does Laura expect to happen for Laura this year, and what about her clients? Is this an easier year coming up, a tougher year? What do you sense in astrological terms?
In astrological terms, and thanks for having me, Doug, astrological terms, this is an extremely exciting time, extremely exciting time because of all the Capricorn. Okay, we've got the Sun conjuncting Jupiter with Mercury right there. Saturn is hugging the Sun in the 11th house of groups and organizations. So I have been waiting for a while to start a new business where I'm going to be developing a network of intuitive readers where people can call an 800 number and have a real conversation with really good readers. And now
instead of what, back in the old days of who was it? What was the?
Yeah, Psychic Friends Network.
Yeah, right.
Whitney Houston's knee.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
But like, yeah. And I know there was some trouble around that, but if you really get good readers and you make it available, and the millennials have made astrology very popular again, and I want to make this happen. Now, I know personally this could not be a better time to do it. So today, after this call, I'm going right into a conference with my potential business partners. And unfortunately, it's right in the middle of all the holidays, but this is for everybody. right now is the time to start to pull the trigger on concrete plans, career, money, even relationships, anything and everything you wanted to see pan out. We've gone from Sagittarius, the sign of the philosopher, and let's figure it out another 10 different ways in language, to Capricorn, which says it's time to pull the trigger. We've got everything in our favor to do it. I think there's going to be a change in government that's going to be positive. What, you know, people are going to hear that differently. For me, it will be no more Trump, but it will happen for better for all for the country, because we will be reaching a completion phase in 2020 with Capricorn.
Right. So how much of what we talk about energy, how much, you know, we have the stats, you have the actual work that's been done by all these people over the years to sort of scientifically streamline what we can get out of astrology. But how much of it is affected by a personal point of view? Like what you just said regarding Trump. How much of that weighs into how you read stuff for other people?
Well, what do you mean about Trump? Say that another way.
In a sense that, you know, you just said you hope there's a change politically this year. A lot of people are feeling that. Mm-hmm. And other people aren't. I think more people who believe in astrology might be believing in that. And a lot of people who are followers of Trump don't believe in astrology to begin with.
Well, right. And Nancy Reagan and Ronald Reagan swore by it. I think we have a lot of closet users, so to speak. But yes, I would agree. The more liberal mind would lean toward astrology. Look, whether he's in or out, there will be a completion and a bubble burst for the two sides of this awful, close to civil war feeling we're having, at least emotionally. There will be a transition to something different. And that's all right now. Well, I do believe he should be out of office, but how much does that color what I'm reading? It doesn't, because Capricorn and what it's up to, Capricorn is, let's build the table, let's step on that rock to get across the river. Capricorn with Saturn doesn't give you much choice. So what you've been preparing yourself for up to this year will sort of happen, because either you're ready and you've been doing the work, or you're about to be faced with what you have to do. It will be forced upon you. In the same way our politics will be forced upon us in the new year.
Yeah. Are you saying that for everybody, or are you saying that for me? I'm just thinking about what you said.
I'm saying it for everybody. I'm saying for everybody that's going to come at you like a freight train, whether you're prepared or not. So you better be in charge, because what's the saying? Unless you're in charge, someone else is taking you where they want to go.
Either that or get on the train and get out of the way. One or the other. Go to Stargal. This is really good. StargalNetwork.com. Get your reading from Laura Banks here on Your Hidden Power.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.